Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick. All right, what's up, my friends? So good to be hanging out with you today on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. This is episode number 219, and I'm your host, Rick Mulready. And if you're new here, what's up? Thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate that. Make sure to subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any episodes that I've got coming up here for you. My goal for the podcast here is to help you grow and scale your business through smart online marketing strategies so that you can have a bigger impact and thus have a better life. And now, if you've been listening to the show for a while, welcome back. As always, I super appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Now, on today's show, our Messenger marketing mini series, that's a mouthful, continues. And today I'm joined by a return guest of the podcast here. His name is Ethan Sigman. This is actually his third time here on the show. Ethan is the founder and CEO of Opesta, O-P-E-S-T-A, Opesta, which is a Facebook Messenger marketing automation platform. And I've now used both ManyChat and Opesta, and between ease of use and the cool additional marketing automation things that you can do with Opesta, I've now moved over to using Opesta fully in my business, and I love it. Now, in full disclosure, I am an advisor to Opesta because I believe so strongly in Ethan and what he and his team are doing there at Opesta. And not only that, Ethan has a Facebook marketing background, and he's been doing this stuff a long time, so he just gets it. He's a super, super smart dude, as you're going to hear today. Now, if you're intrigued after what you learn in today's episode and you'd like to check out Opesta and get a free trial with it, you can go to rickmulready.com/Opesta. That's rickmulready.com/OPESTA. Now, that is an affiliate link, so if you do end up signing up, I do receive a small commission that will support the show here. This is one of those interviews that when I hung up with Ethan, I was like, oh man, I cannot wait to share this with all of you. It is jam-packed full of super actionable stuff. So today, we dive into things like the value of a Messenger subscriber, what the value is, and how you can calculate it. We talk about the different Facebook ad Messenger funnels that are crushing it right now. We talk about what are some of the mistakes that people are making with Messenger marketing. We talk about how to properly use a comment to Messenger strategy. So the comment to Messenger strategy is the whole thing where you used to be able to put in like a single word. You could say, type in manager in the comments below, and then by them typing in the word manager, that would trigger in an automated action in Messenger. So Messenger would pop up and you could start the conversation there. Well, you can't do that anymore by a single word. Facebook actually changed that probably, I think it was like mid-ish 2018 this year, earlier 2018, they changed that up. So we're going to talk about how to properly use a comment to Messenger strategy in the episode here today. Ethan's going to share his process for building your Messenger subscriber list, including his Facebook ad strategy to build the Messenger subscriber list. We talk about what the do's and don'ts are of Messenger marketing, why Messenger marketing is not, I repeat, not the solution to a broken marketing strategy. That and a whole lot more. So with that, and without further ado, let's go hang out and talk some Messenger marketing with Ethan Sigman. Ethan, welcome back to the show. How you doing, man?
Amazing, amazing. Excited to be here again.
Yeah, really excited to have you on because we're going to be talking about something that we have not covered when you've been on the podcast in the past. We're going to be talking about Messenger marketing here today. And you're going to be telling us about Opesta. Well, this is a tool that not a lot of people know about yet. And I'm really excited to be talking about it here on the show today. So why don't we start off this conversation for people who have not heard. Were you on twice before? Or once before, I don't remember.
Yeah, twice before. Once before by myself, and then I think I came in a second time just to chat with another client that we were helping about their funnel.
So. Yeah. Third time guest, love it.
Third time's the charm.
For people who don't, remember who you are, why don't you fill in AOPT Nation here a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your history, and what you're up to now.
Yeah. So my name's Ethan Sigman, as you mentioned, and I'm the founder of Opesta.com. Opesta is the first ever Facebook Messenger marketing automation platform. That's a mouthful. But I've been in the online marketing scene for quite a few years. You know, I've tried to make money in it for 10 plus years and have been successful for about five. Previously, before starting Opesta, you know, I ran a Facebook ads agency. We managed lots and lots of ad spend, you know, north of $500,000 a month for clients like John Lee Dumas, Andrew Warner, Yannick Silver, you know, and companies like Sumo.com and Vivint and all those. So have been in the digital marketing space for a long time, especially in the Facebook side with paid traffic and some of the things that they're doing there.
So what made you transition from the agency side to creating Opesta and getting into the messenger marketing arena?
Yeah. So I've always had a heart for SaaS, and SaaS, software as a service, has always been the business model that I've really wanted to run, and that kind of drew me into online marketing. So originally, before even starting my agency, I started a SaaS company that was around Instagram analytics and ran that for a while, and then kind of stumbled into the agency because we needed to pay some bills for our SaaS because software companies are very capital intensive and kind of have the hockey stick effect, right? So up front, you need a lot of money. And so we ended up doing some services there, and it was just so profitable, and we were seeing such good results for clients that we just ended up keeping that running. And then in that process, you know, Facebook announced the Messenger API about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago now. And so obviously when you're running an agency, you're trying everything possible that is new and out there to just see what type of results it brings. And we started seeing amazing results with Messenger. And during that process, we found a bunch of kind of holes. And since I had a team of developers for my previous SaaS company kind of on payroll, I would have them hack a thing or two together to patch our own holes, do some custom development. And we saw amazing results from that and decided, hey, why don't we productize it? And there was a really great response to it and decided that to give it the attention it needed and to, you know, really help it grow into what people need it to be, I kind of needed to be all in on it there. So kind of transitioned over into the software from the agency because of that.
So like so many businesses, this is a result of something that you wanted yourself. You were doing this, but you were seeing holes, as you say, which I want you to define that here in just a second, but this is a result of, this is solving a problem that you were having, like just like so many businesses out there.
Exactly. It was obviously we were running ads for clients, but we were also running ads for ourselves because we had, you know, I had a software company. And so it was a problem that we had ourselves, and we kind of solved it for ourselves with, you know, some of our own custom stuff. And then our clients saw, and we rolled it out to them. And that's when we realized, like, oh man, maybe this is a problem that other people are having too. And it turned out to be true.
What were some of those limitations, the holes that you were seeing back then?
Yeah. So initially what we were doing is, you know, when the Messenger API first rolled out, the big question was like, whoa, okay, this seems amazing. I know what Messenger is. I know that I can message people, but how is that going to take a realistic, you know, approach in my business? What's that actually going to look like? Mm-hmm. And how can I generate revenue from it, right? All of our clients were kind of direct marketing clients. We weren't working with any Coca-Colas or Pepsis of the world where they're just trying to get brand awareness. We were working with, you know, not necessarily tiny businesses, but businesses that needed to make a return on their ad spend. And so initially, you know, when it first rolled out, there was all these iterations on Messenger, and some people started to make games that you could play on Messenger, and all those things were fun. And then others started to build chatbots and start to use those in a way that could maybe be more of a direct marketing style, almost, you know, closer to setting up like an autoresponder with email. And when that started to occur and we started to see that use case happen, that's when a light kind of went on in our head and said, okay, well, is there a way that we can run ads now that they have Messenger ads and generate leads through Messenger and then turn those into, you know, an email lead and maybe push them to a sales page and get them to purchase something or things like that. And so that's what we started doing. And we started building out, you know, these follow-up, these sequences of automation of, hey, we're going to get somebody as a Messenger lead, then we're going to try and get their email address by sending them to this lead magnet. And if they kind of are still here, we want to send them a message in 2 days later about this lead magnet and, you know, just kind of follow up with them, same you would with email, mm-hmm. but in a more personal, conversational style way. And the problem that we ran into was all the tools out there that made that type of interaction possible had no way of kind of communicating back to themselves if somebody had actually kind of taken the action that we were trying to get them to take outside of Messenger. So if somebody had, you know, downloaded our ebook or had purchased our product, we don't necessarily need to send them messages about it anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was the struggle that we were having. It's almost like when you're running retargeting ads, you want to exclude the people who ended up purchasing because you don't want to waste money retargeting them with an ad for something they've already bought. And it was the same with us. And we noticed people were starting to get really annoyed because they would say, well, I already downloaded this ebook. Stop messaging me about it. You know, Messenger is a lot more personal than maybe email is or things like that. It comes straight to your phone. You get a notification. And so that was the big problem that we faced. And we had to try and figure out a way to stop, I guess, sending people these messages or following up with people once they had kind of performed the action that we were looking for them to take.
And the action was taken off of Messenger. So you were, is that right? So you were, mm-hmm. they were messaging them, you know, click this link or whatever to go download this. So they go over to a landing page, for example, opt in for it. But then you don't, because they're off Messenger, you don't know necessarily at that point. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. And okay. So it could be opt-in. A lot of it too is we were sending people to like a really low dollar sales page for maybe something that's less than $10. And we had no idea if they purchased it or not because it doesn't happen in Messenger. It happened on our website or our Shopify store or wherever it might be.
Gotcha. So these were early on things that you were seeing and you're like, okay, I want to try to solve this for us and for our clients here. Now, for Messenger, this is one of those shiny objects. It's still one of the like kind of one of the sexy shiny objects that people gravitate towards because they hear so many cool things about it. And the conversation that I end up having with, I would say 90% of the people who are asking about it is get the fundamentals of your marketing down first. Mm-hmm. Messenger marketing is not the, you know, it's not the the fix, if you will, or the end all be all of a marketing strategy or a funnel that's not converting. Like, so if you don't understand your audience, if you don't understand your messaging, if you don't understand the offers that you want to test, Messenger marketing isn't going to solve all that. Do you agree? What would you say to that?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. I think, you know, Messenger is very similar to Facebook ads in the sense that it's a great place to get very cheap and affordable and free traffic. But if you don't have, you know, an actual funnel or a something to send that traffic to that's going to turn them into a customer, you know, you could have all the traffic in the world and it can be worthless. I mean, I think a good example of that is, you know, if we talk about SoundCloud, everybody probably has heard of SoundCloud before and has an idea of what it is. And for, you know, they're constantly in struggles of, they've raised hundreds of millions of dollars and may potentially go bankrupt soon. And people don't want to lend them money anymore because they have all this traffic on their site, but they have no way that they've figured out to effectively monetize it. Mm. And so if you don't have a funnel or an offer that's set up well, that people are going to pay you for, you know, you could do everything perfectly on Messenger and it's not going to save your business.
Yeah. I like that example. I mean, I don't like, you know, hearing that about businesses, but that's a good example of SoundCloud because everybody does know SoundCloud. So that's, you know, so we're talking about this over the past couple of years now. What in your, and so this is your primary focus, obviously, with Opesta. What is, in your estimation, why is a Messenger subscriber, well, where do you think they fall, I should say, in sort of the value hierarchy of as we generate leads? You know, so someone can obviously come to a landing page, you know, and opt in for something or what have you. What do you, in your estimation, what is the value of a Messenger subscriber?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, once you have an offer and a kind of system set up where you're able to monetize somebody, and maybe you don't have it proven yet, you're testing things out, but once you have that set up, you know, we've all heard about email marketing. It's been around for years and years, and I'm sure, you know, you've heard people say, well, if, you know, every email address on your list is worth roughly about, you can usually generate a dollar for every email subscriber you have on your list per month. So if you have, you know, 100 email subscribers, you should hopefully be able to generate $100 a month from that email list, because it's obviously traffic that you can push to an offer. And so if you are selling a $10 item and you can email 100 people about it, you can hopefully get 10 of those to buy, and that's $100 every month. And so when we started playing with Messenger, we kind of knew what the value of an email subscriber was to us in our business. And so for my first software company that I mentioned, you know, we had an email list of over 50,000 people, and we had specific funnels that we put those people into. And we could say that for every person that became an email subscriber through this funnel, they are worth exactly, you know, I don't remember the exact number off my top of my head right now, but I'll say $9 to us over the course of X amount of months. Since we had run so many people through it, we knew that. And so our question then when we started playing with Messenger was, okay, well, I wonder if we get somebody as a Messenger subscriber, what the value of every Messenger subscriber would be to us. Because then that becomes really easy for us to be able to say, hey, I'm willing to pay up to X amount of dollars for a Messenger subscriber because I know they'll convert into X revenue. Mm-hmm. And what we started to realize when we started testing this was our Messenger subscribers were worth 3 to 5 times more than our email subscribers. So if we could generate $9 per every email subscriber, for every Messenger subscriber we were getting, we were able to generate, you know, $28 through, you know, $45 per Messenger subscriber. And the reason was, is that we were just able to get higher impressions through Messenger than we could through email. You know, we would send an email blast to 50,000 people, and maybe if we were lucky, you know, 15,000 of them would actually open that email and potentially read it. But if we were sending a Messenger blast to, you know, even 25,000 people, we could generally get much higher open rates than 15,000 and go through that. And so we were just getting more impressions, which then obviously leads to you know, more clicks and more traffic to your actual offer and a higher value per subscriber there.
So I want to unpack that a little bit because I find that fascinating. So number one, I'm sure that people are thinking like, okay, we have, I know how I can build my email list, but if I want to get that, you know, if I want to get a large percentage of people on my Messenger list so that I can do that and see if I can increase the value of that Messenger subscriber, how are you recommending people build their Messenger list?
Yeah, so I'm a little different than maybe other people who are really, you know, into Messenger marketing or chatbots and things are currently, in the sense that I do not advocate only building a Messenger subscriber. You know, yes, for us in our business, they have a higher value, but what becomes even more valuable is when you have the same person as a Messenger subscriber and on your email list, mm-hmm. because then you have two chances for them to obviously see your message, right? They may see it on Messenger, they may see it in email. And obviously the more, you know, interactions you can get with somebody, the higher their likelihood of buying something is. And so the process that we generally take is we either try to, on our landing pages now, make it so that when somebody opts in with their email address, we're also giving them the option to become a Messenger subscriber at the same time by maybe offering a little bit of a bonus item. So a lot of our landing pages will, you know, have the normal opt-in form, and then we put what we call a little checkbox trigger under it, which is literally just a checkbox, and will show their Facebook, you know, picture and their name. And if they click on that and have it selected and then hit submit on our form, they obviously submit their name and their email, but also then submit that they are interested in becoming a Messenger subscriber. And if they confirm that subscription on Messenger, then they've just become both. So that's kind of one way that we're doing it. That's like a 2-for-1 type deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either require that, make that a required field, or make it optional. A lot of times we found making it optional and saying, you know, if it's, for example, for our webinar, we'll say, hey, get the slides as a bonus by becoming a Messenger subscriber as well. We kind of just put that in parentheses. So we offer them a little incentive to give us both, but we don't require it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the other big way that we've found right now that is working fantastically is kind of counterintuitive from what we've done previously, but just right now, for some reason, on Facebook ads, the way that, you know, the traffic works or their CPMs are, it is actually really, really powerful. And it's a very specific, I guess, ad strategy that we're running. And what that is now if you go in and create a conversion optimization campaign, you can see when you go to the ad set level that you can select that you want to send it as a Messenger campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, you know, you have like app event, website link, or now they've added in the option in your conversion optimization as a Messenger campaign. So we took all of our conversion-based campaigns that we were running, you know, ad to a landing page and then tracking the conversion on a thank you,
mm-hmm.
and making it so that when they clicked on that ad, it just took them straight to the landing page. We changed it and we made it so that when they clicked on that ad, it sent them a message in Messenger that basically was like, hey, here's what we're going to give you. Let me know if you want me to send you the link. And they click on a button in Messenger, which then opts them in as a Messenger subscriber. And then we send them a second message that says, hey, here's, you know, the link to get your free ebook on XYZ. And then that message actually then links them to the landing page. So what happens is by the time they actually hit the landing page, they're already a Messenger subscriber. And so when they opt in, they have become an email subscriber as well. And then Facebook can still track the conversion, you know, event as a lead or whatever you've set up.
Mm.
And at first we're like, man, there's no way that this is going to work because right, we're adding like 3 steps to the funnel. We're making it super complicated. It's just like, we're getting $3 leads by just sending them to the landing page. Now if they have to go through 3 other steps, there's going to be fall off and we're going to get $9 leads now. It makes no sense, right? What we found is we get leads at almost the identical price. So if we were getting $3 leads, we are able to still get like $3 to $3.50 leads.
Mm-hmm.
But on the upside, they're not just an email lead.
Yeah.
We've gotten a Messenger and an email lead.
And they're likely a higher quality lead because of the fact that they have had to jump through a few hoops before opting in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the thing that we did that has made this, you know, to a point where we could keep that cost per lead at the same kind of price is by being able to set up the follow-up in Messenger. Because, you know, like we talked about earlier, my big problem was we never knew who converted to, you know, downloading our ebook or whatnot via in our Messenger subscriber. And that's the reason that we kind of created Opesta. And in Opesta, what we've done is we've made it so that you can set a conversion event, just like you kind of set a conversion event with your Facebook ads, and put it on that same thank you page. And then you can say, hey, if one of my Messenger subscribers hits this conversion event, you know, move them out of this follow-up sequence that's telling them about this ebook.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And so we do get fall off. We get a lot of, I would say only about 50% of people actually that become a Messenger subscriber end up going to the landing page. Mm-hmm. But what we do is we set up, you know, 3 or 4 days of follow-up messages through Messenger. And we've seen that that lifts, you know, our actual conversion rate from that fall off by almost 100%. So that the 50% of people that didn't end up opting in, you know, a whole 25% more will end up going back and opting in there. And so it saves our cost per lead because we're able to follow up.
There. Sure. Are you simultaneously emailing them, following up via email as well?
So we don't usually have them as an email subscriber until they take that first action and become a lead.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah. So once they do, though, you know, usually we're giving away a free item. Mm-hmm. And then after that, obviously, we're trying to send them into a customer. And so we're trying to do a paid item. And so once somebody becomes a lead there, yeah, we have full follow-up sequences, both through email and Messenger, mm-hmm. that talk about the paid item that we're trying to send them to.
Are you able to do sort of that or sort of, what's the word I'm looking for, track that, what's going on in email versus Messenger as well? So for example, if somebody, let's just say they're getting the email follow-up series after they've opted in and they're getting, you know, the Messenger follow-up series, if they take the action that you want them to take, does that trigger any kind of action on either one at this point? Meaning like, oh, you know what, they've taken that, so I want to pull them out of, you know, the email follow-up sequence or something like that.
Yeah. We're getting into the techie stuff. So the easy answer is yes, it's 100% possible. And that's how we set it up because we're automation nerds and we come from a long time of Infusionsoft use. So mm-hmm. kind of for our email stuff, we use Infusionsoft, but you could be using ActiveCampaign, Drip, anything that kind of lets you do, you know, email automation. And obviously in that you could set up, let's say, okay, somebody downloads this lead, and then we want to sell them a $10 tripwire item. And then if they buy the tripwire, we want to put them into a different email sequence where we, you know, thank them for buying it and then maybe start to nurture them for a coaching program that we have or mm-hmm. something like that, right? And so what you could do is you can set up Messenger automations using OPESA to match that same kind of sequence that you have. So you would say, okay, once somebody becomes a lead here, I want to, you know, send them some follow-up about the tripwire. And then in that sequence, you just set a new goal for the tripwire purchase. And you can say, okay, if somebody hits this page, which I know is the thank you page for purchasing this tripwire, then let's put them in this other Messenger sequence that kind of nurtures them to send them to the coaching, just like gotcha. My email marketing would be doing.
Cool. Now, I don't mean to get too technical again, but you mentioned like one of the ways of building your Messenger list is to have that maybe checked box or whatever on the opt-in page so that when mm-hmm. they opt in, they get the opportunity to be added to the Messenger list. How are people doing that? How do they have the opportunity to do that?
Yeah, so to be able to do any of this, you have to be using a third-party software right now or be doing all your own custom development. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that you have to do is, you know, get approved by Facebook. And so if you're doing custom development, you can spend hours and hours reading all their developer API docs and figure out how to do that. It's a pain and a huge hassle. Or you could go and, you know, use a software like OPESTA. And as soon as you register, we've already done all that headache. And you would just simply select your Facebook business page. So, you know, you may have, I forget, Rick, if your page is Rick Mulready or the Art of Paid Traffic, but let's say, you know, you have your Rick Mulready page. Mm-hmm. You would simply say, hey, I want to link Rick Mulready to OPESTA. And as long as you're administrator on the page, you can link it. And then as soon as you do that, you're set up to be able to capture Messenger subscribers. And then once you're in there, what we've done is we've taken all the things that Facebook provides for you to be able to get Messenger subscribers, like that checkbox, or they have, you know, specific opt-in buttons, mm-hmm. or they have URLs, things like that. And we've set those up as what we like to call triggers. So those are things that trigger an action in OPESTA, whether that's they become a subscriber or it triggers a specific message or anything like that. And so in OPESTA, all you would do is go and create a campaign, and then in that campaign you would create a trigger, which would be a checkbox trigger, and we create it for you, and then we simply give you one little piece of code that you have to embed on your website where you want the checkbox to show up. And then in that code you'll select, you know, you'll put in a string identifier. They call it a CSS, you know, ID of the button that you want to submit that checkbox, so that we know, OPESA knows, okay, when they click this form submit button, that submits this checkbox as well, and it lets them become a subscriber. And we have tons of help docs and video tutorials showing people how to do that, so anyone can do it on, you know, any page builder that they're using, a website builder. But that's essentially where they would get that kind of checkbox from.
Gotcha. Okay. I want to go back to something you said earlier about the value of the subscriber. And, you know, you know the value of a lead from being on the email list. How are you tracking it from Messenger subscriber? So how are you tracking that? Okay, I can put this, the value of these leads coming in from my Messenger list is X. How are you tracking that?
Yeah. So what we've done is we want to always be able to identify if somebody in our email subscription is also a Messenger subscriber. And when you do just email, that's easy, right? Like, everybody's email address is somewhat unique. Some people can have multiple email addresses, but usually they're using the same email address. So if they're on your list twice, you know, like, oh, they came from this and from that. Where with Messenger, it's a little different. You don't get an email address just because somebody's become a Messenger subscriber. You have to kind of ask them for that. And so in all of our sequences, what we're doing is we're also collecting that email address, whether it's when they opt in on the landing page or whether we ask it for it in Messenger specifically before we send a link or things like that. And when we do that, what we do is then we sync that to our CRM. So we sync that to Infusionsoft. And when somebody becomes a Messenger subscriber, you get a unique number that identifies them as their Messenger subscriber. Facebook calls it a Facebook ID. And the best way to think of that is that's like somebody's unique email address. That Facebook ID is what you, when you send a command to Facebook, you say, hey, I want to send this message to this Facebook ID. And you have a very unique Facebook ID. And so they know, okay, that's for Rick. And they'll send the message to him if he's subscribed. So then what we do in our email software is we create a custom field and we put that Facebook ID on their customer record. So now we can see when we're going and looking at all of our purchases where they only kind of, you know, submit with an email, oh, this person is a Messenger subscriber and it's this Messenger subscriber. And so then we can go and look in OPESTA, where did they become a subscriber? You know, what message was the last message that they clicked that led them to a purchase? And we can kind of back into those numbers.
Gotcha.
On, you know, what their value is there.
Gotcha. I love it. I know because I hear it from a lot of people that there's this perception out there that Messenger marketing is annoying to people. I disagree because I'm shouting at the top of my getting on the soapbox whenever I can talking about, look, this is a permission-based marketing tool. And if you're just shouting at people, just pushing your messages, yeah, people are going to get annoyed. What are some of the sort of do's and don'ts from what you have seen over the past few years and what's working, what doesn't work? What are some of those do's and don'ts for people when it comes to Messenger marketing?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up because I would say that it can be annoying. And it's fully dependent on how the person who's kind of setting up these messages does it. And some people listening to what I've been talking about have probably thought like, oh man, I would be annoyed if, you know, I clicked on this guy's ad and then he sent me a message every day for 4 days on Messenger until I took this action. But the truth is we structure our messages in a way that they are not annoying at all. And so they're compliant with Facebook. So Facebook has some regulations around this. One, like you said, it's a permission-based subscription. Unlike email, I can't just find your email address and add you to my CRM and start sending you emails you don't want. You actually have to give me permission through a very specific, you know, method that Facebook has created to become a subscriber. And once I have that unique Facebook ID, actually, I can't even share it with another page that I have and send it because Facebook can see like, well, this page doesn't have permission to send to this ID. And so there's no way for you to get outside spam unless you actually opt into it. And then another one of their requirements is that you can't just send marketing messages to people if they haven't engaged with you within 24 hours. I mean, you can. They don't have anything set up to parse your messages and see if it's a marketing message and stop it. But if you get reported, they'll shut your page down and you'll be up a creek. So, you know, what we do with all of our follow-up messages is we've had to learn how to write in a conversational style and adapt our kind of direct marketing style copy that we run in our emails and things like that into something that's a little bit more engaging. And so what we do in the first message that we always send that is, you know, a follow-up style message, it's usually shorter, you know, I would say Twitter size length in characters. And then we have a prompt. There's never, ever a link to anything out in our first message. If it's a follow-up, it's usually like a prompt because we've asked a question of some sort. So we might be telling a story. So like one of my first messages in a follow-up string that we send out goes out at 9 a.m. my time. And it says, hey, John, it's 9 a.m. here in Arizona. And I just finished up some of my marketing study. And I learned something really interesting this morning. Do you want to know what that is? And then they can click a button that says, yeah, tell me about it. Or we always provide another button that says unsubscribe or don't bother me. And if somebody clicks those, we pull them out of our follow-up because we want to honor them and we want to, if they fully want to unsubscribe, we completely remove them from our list. But if they click, yeah, tell me about it, they've just engaged with me and I can then start talking to them more and even share a link in that next message if I want. That is a marketing item because they've engaged. Or I can just make it full value and just teach them a principle straight through Messenger. It's completely up to you. But the times that it becomes annoying is when somebody's first message is always, hey, John, I just launched this new product. You should go buy it right now. And just has a link. And then the next day, hey, John, did you see the product I showed you yesterday? It's on sale for $5. You know what I mean? And it has a link. Yeah. Ours are very, very conversational.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Are there any other messenger funnels that you see are doing really well? You mentioned one before, which with, you know, using the conversions objective, having messenger, choosing messenger at the ad set level, love that, you know, with a simple opt-in and making them jump through another hoop, and you're seeing pretty even cost per lead there as you would for a normal email. Any other messenger funnels that you're seeing that are working really well right now? I know there's a bunch of them, but is there one that comes to mind?
Yeah. One that works amazingly well that we can get a messenger subscriber and an email subscriber for less than we can just get an email subscriber through traditional ads is just running a straight messenger-based campaign where we don't even send the person to a landing page. Now, on some of our campaigns, we can't do this because, you know, we want them to go to a specific sales page maybe that has the offers. It's hard to explain just via messenger in a short message. So we need to go to a page where we want them to maybe watch a video about the offer or something so they get a full understanding of it. But for little things that are easier to explain, like our lead generation of maybe we're giving them an ebook or we're doing a free training and we want them to register, we'll run ad campaigns where it's simply a, you know, send to messenger ad. And as soon as they click send to messenger, we kind of ask them to, you know, confirm that they're actually a person by, you know, clicking this button below. And then once they do, we say something along the lines of, hey, great, I want to send you this ebook, or, you know, I'm holding this webinar at this date and time. What email address should I send it to, or what email address would you like to register with? And they can simply reply with their email address right there in Messenger. And then we're able to, you know, using Opesta, save that and even send it to our CRM to trigger the email that goes out that shows, hey, you're registered, or the email that delivers the ebook. And then we can say, hey, great, I just emailed you the ebook, or I just, you know, sent you over the confirmation. I'll see you on XYZ day, or, you know, keep an eye out for 5 minutes. And some people say, well, why don't you just send the ebook in Messenger? Well, I want to make sure they gave me a real email address, so I send it email still. So when we do that, we've just got a Messenger subscriber and an email subscriber, and they haven't even had to leave Facebook.
Yeah.
And so we're able to get really, really low kind of cost per leads on those.
Love it. I love it. Where do you see this going? Because, you know, Facebook has rolled out the ability to do transactions right there in Messenger, pay money and so forth. Where do you see this going? Because I really think that this is the future of what we're doing on a platform like, you know, like Facebook. WhatsApp is not far behind, you know, from a messaging standpoint. Where do you see this going? And I'm especially kind of thinking about, you know, from like you just mentioned there, that funnel is perfect and a great lead into what I want to know about is, where do you see it going from having the entire transaction take place within Messenger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely see it heading in that direction. And some people that you talk to will say, you know, oh, you know, websites are going to be obsolete in 5 to 10 years. It's all going to be about bots or this or that. I'm not of that belief. I don't believe that Messenger will ever, for everyone, fully replace a website. However, I do believe, though, that it will become more, you'll be able to generate a higher ROI on certain funnels if you run them through Messenger. And a good example of that right now is, you know, giveaway style funnels that people run in Messenger. And so you can get a Messenger subscriber by simply, if somebody comments on a specific post on Facebook or from your business page, you can send them a message and ask them if they want to, you know, become a subscriber. And if they reply, then they've just become a subscriber. And so a strategy that we've kind of shared and a lot of people are running right now is, you know, if you own a e-commerce store, do a giveaway of an item that you know is popular, make a post about it and tell people to enter. All they have to do is comment. And then when they comment, you send them a message that says, hey, reply with I'm in to enter the giveaway. And when they reply, they've just become the Messenger subscriber, and you can ask them for their email address to finalize their entry if you want. And then what happens is, after, you know, your day that you say the giveaway ends, you announce a winner, and then you send a message to, you know, everybody who didn't win and say, hey, sorry, unfortunately you didn't win, but here's a complimentary 10% off discount code. And then they'll generally push people to their Shopify store to use that discount code. What I see happening in the future is, they won't say, here's your 10% off discount code and go to Shopify. They'll say, hey, sorry, unfortunately you didn't win, but if you'd like, click the button below and you can get this product right now or any of our other ones listed here for 25% off. And it'll literally be one click of a button, because Facebook will have a credit card for them on file, and they'll purchase that item right there. Right?
Yep.
And so like that might be a funnel that makes way more sense to keep fully in Messenger rather than adding a step to send them to the Shopify store to look at all the different products, to do all these things. And so that's kind of the direction I see it going, is there's going to be funnels that really, really make sense in Messenger. And then there'll be other things where you still need to send somebody to a website.
Sure.
They still maybe need more information. They need to see a ton of testimonials. They need a long form sales copy of some sort, something like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I agree. Now, you mentioned there the comment to Messenger. That's a question that comes up a lot, where Facebook, you know, rolled out the whole engagement baiting and kind of changed the policy around that. What's your viewpoint on that? Because you mentioned, like, all right, and this is I know you were just using an example, but you know, I'm in the contest, or I want in the contest, or something like that. What should people be doing, or what can people do to take advantage of the whole comment to Messenger?
Yeah. So what we tell people is, we found that Facebook still wants engagement, and obviously engagement is positive for them. What they don't want is, they don't want robotic engagement. So we've noticed that you get penalized when maybe you say you have a post that says, hey, comment I'm in on this post to enter the giveaway. Right? And then, so then there's, you know, 10,000 comments just literally saying I'm in on the same post. That's robotic engagement.
Yeah.
What we tell people to do is, okay, you have an e-commerce store that sells, let's say, cooking recipes, right? Run your giveaway, and instead of saying comment I'm in, say comment on this post with your favorite dish, and then you'll be able to enter the giveaway. And so then people are actually commenting with things that they enjoy, or they're engaging in some way that isn't robotic. Yes, they are, you know, commenting on the post, and you're telling them that they should, but it's actual, not just something where anybody can do it. They have to think, oh, well, my favorite dish is chicken parmesan, and here's why, right? And so when you do it in that way, we've seen that, you know, there isn't any real penalty from Facebook.
Yeah.
And it actually is better for you. It's better for your customer. Obviously, the people that don't want to spend time to think about it aren't going to comment, but you probably don't want them in your giveaway anyways, because they're not going to take any action if they can't think of a dish that they like, or this or that, right?
Exactly. So. And it's giving Facebook's algorithm more data to work with from a targeting perspective, as it learns more and more about its users too, when they have information like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two more questions for you. I know that there's an approval coming up for the first of the year in 2019. something around you need to get approved for subscription messaging. What is that all about? That's the first time I'm hearing about that.
Yeah. So I kind of alluded to it earlier when we were talking about, well, isn't this annoying? And no, it's permission-based things of that nature. You know, one of the things that I mentioned was is one of Facebook's big rules that you can't send marketing messages to people outside of a 24-hour window that they've engaged with you with. Well, another kind of stipulation that they had that nobody's really heard about, and unless you were a developer on the back end like we were up until this point, is that if you want to send somebody more than, you know, one message really at all, you have to be approved to send what's called subscription style messages. And what that means is, you know, somebody actually, we call these messenger subscribers because they're subscribing to be able to receive multiple kind of messages from you on, you know, different days. Now, the way that Facebook used to handle this is, you know, we created a software platform called Opesta, and we kind of handle, you know, creating a messenger kind of bot and stuff for you in the back end that allows you to kind of get subscribers and send all these messages. And what that is with Facebook is that's called an app. So we've had to build an app with Facebook, and then we have to submit it to them. They review everything that our software does. If we're doing anything that's against their terms of service, you know, they wouldn't approve us. And we had to go through this very long approval process, and we've had to go through it multiple times because Facebook had a bunch of issues. So you can rest assured that everything that you can do in Opesta is completely Facebook compliant, because they've gone over every single square inch of our software and our code, and they know what's going on. And so part of that process was they would give subscription messaging rights on the app level rather than the page level. And so we had to go through and get Opesta approved for subscription messaging. And so any page using Opesta then was approved to send multiple messages to people. Come January 1st, what they're doing is they're changing that approval process to the page level. So your page itself has to get approved for subscription messaging. And, you know, they didn't necessarily announce why they're doing it, but I think they're obviously doing it just to have a little bit more control over who is sending these messages, make sure that actual quality content is going out. And so what we're telling people is, hey, it's not hard to get approved for subscription messaging. It's actually quite easy, but you need to make sure that you go and do it. Even if you're not using Messenger right now, it's better to have approval now and have it when you need it than rather need it when you need it. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
And so it's very simple to apply for. All you have to do is go to your business Facebook page. And when you're there, if you're, you know, an admin level, you'll see kind of the settings bar at the top right. You'll click on settings, and then it'll take you to a new page. And on the left side there, there'll be a bunch of different options, and one of them will say messaging. If you go ahead and click on messaging there, it'll kind of open a window that if you scroll to the bottom, it will say subscription approval or subscription messaging, something along those lines. And if you have a green checkbox there, you're already approved. But if it's just blank, you'll have a button there that says request approval, and you can click on that. And essentially what they do is they ask you two basic questions. They ask you, hey, what type of messages are you going to be sending? Why do you need subscription messaging? And then will you give us a couple examples of what these messages look like? And in there, they also tell you what type of messages qualify for subscription messaging. So they have kind of like, I believe, three main categories, like news, productivity, and one other one. I can't remember it off the top of my head. And then they give you examples of what type of messages fall into those. And so what we tell people is, hey, look at those examples, think about your business, and think about how they apply to you. And then, you know, obviously take Facebook's lead and don't lie. I mean, we don't want anybody to lie, but they say, hey, for example, we got approval through saying a lot of the messages that we send out are either news about messenger marketing, or they're reminders about events that people have registered to via messenger, whether that's a webinar or whatnot. And here are two examples of what those messages look like. Here's what a news style message from us looks like, and here's what an event style message looks like from us. Both of those are approved subscription uses. And so, you know, it was very easy for us to get approved. But I know people have to submit multiple times. Don't get worried if you don't get approved your first time. It's not a black mark on you at all. Just go ahead and keep trying to get that approval there and make sure that you have it.
Gotcha. Cool. We'll post the instructions for that in the show notes for anybody who's like on the treadmill right now and they're like, wait, what is that?
Trying to write it down.
Yeah, here. Don't worry, guys. Got you covered on the show notes page. I want to finish up here, Ethan, with the question that people have on their mind, because most people, when they think of messenger marketing, they do think of ManyChat. What is the primary difference between Opesta and a platform, say, like ManyChat?
Yeah. So, you know, the primary difference between Opesta and like ManyChat or a ChatFuel or just any of the chatbot softwares out there is that we've gone beyond being able to create chatbots. We've gone into the stage of being able to create complete messenger marketing automation. And what that means is we've added in an element of what we call behavioral segmentation. And what that means is you can actually, you know, segment and monitor what your Messenger subscribers do outside of Messenger. So whether that's on your website, you can't monitor what they do, obviously, on other people's websites, but really you can monitor the actions that they take on your own website, which then allows you to send that information back to Opesta and trigger specific messages or sequences off of that. And there's no other software out there that can do that. And so that's really the thing that separates us and adds this power of making a conversation actually a conversation and not something robotic like, you know, a phone operator when you call into your bank that just gives you options of press 9, press 10. Mm-hmm. You know, you can say, hey, go to this website and head to this page, and you'll be able to know if they do. And if they don't, you can say, hey, why didn't you look at that page? Or you can say, hey, thanks for checking out that page. Did you have any questions? And it'll all happen automatically. And that's really the power of Opesta.
Yeah, I think the other, and guys, as I mentioned in the intro of the episode here, in full disclosure, I'm an advisor to Opesta because I believe so firmly in what Ethan is building here, and in Ethan, very, very much so. As you can tell here, Ethan knows what he's talking about, and the platform is really, really intuitive to be able to build out all the stuff we've been talking about here today. And I think I look at this and say, another huge benefit and difference between other platforms out there is that Ethan is a Facebook marketer. He's been doing this a long time. And so he's building the platform around what he sees is needed, like we've been talking about here today, and how to get better results. And like, okay, let's make sure that Opesta is able to accomplish things like this. So I look at that as a huge other, huge other benefit and plus and differentiating factor between Opesta and other platforms out there. So I want to make sure that people can check out Opesta. I have a link for you guys. It's rickmulready.com/Opesta. That's a 14-day free trial that people can get, right, Ethan?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, cool. Yep. So yeah, guys, if you want to check out Opesta, get a free 14-day trial, use it for a little bit, test it out, take it for a test drive and see how you like it. Again, the link is rickmulready.com/Opesta. Make sure that is in the show notes here for the episode here today. Ethan, dude, thank you so much for coming on here. I've been taking a bunch of notes as we've been talking about here, and this has been super, super helpful. I think people are going to get a lot of actionable stuff they can take away, not only from like, all right, what the value of a subscriber is, how to get them on your messenger list, some different strategies there, talking about this subscription messaging approval, but also I think we talked through like three different messenger funnel strategies that are working really well right now that people can go and implement right now. So, thanks again, man. Really appreciate you coming back on the show.
No, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it, and you had amazing questions, so it made it super, super easy to go through all of this, which can be very complex. That was the hardest thing that I had when I started learning about Messenger.
That's my goal, man. Try to simplify it down, make it easy for this with this information, and bring it to AOPT Nation, which I think we really did today. Thanks again, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're an online expert, you're a coach or consultant, maybe you have an online course or a membership program, or you're a Facebook ads manager and you're looking to blow past six figures in your business while producing awesome results for your clients, then I want to invite you to check out my Accelerator Group Coaching Program. So if you have, maybe you've got a few clients, but you lack consistency in getting more clients and customers. Maybe you have an offer that sells, but you don't know how to scale up to sell more of that offer. Maybe you're making money right now in your business, but you don't have the lifestyle that you desire for it.
Maybe most of your business is done manually and requires your involvement every step of the way. Maybe you know that you could be making more money in your business, but you don't know how to other than working more hours. Or maybe you're doing a lot of marketing activities, quote unquote, but you don't have a process to get clients and customers consistently for your business. Maybe you feel like you're all alone, trying to figure out everything all by yourself in your business. Well, if one of these or maybe all of these resonates with you, I created the Accelerator Group Coaching Program for you. And the new Accelerator class is now forming, and this 6-month program is going to run from January to June 2019. So if you'd like to learn more and talk to me about the Accelerator to see if you're a right fit for the program, DM me over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready on Instagram. Shoot me a message there. Let's chat. We'll see if you're a good fit for the program, and we'll take it from there. I'm at Rick Mulready there on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. All right. Hope you got a ton out of today's episode here with Ethan. Thank you so much, as always, for listening to the show. I really appreciate you, and I don't take your attention for granted. So thank you so much for that each and every week. Coming up here in the podcast, we're going to continue our mini series here on messenger marketing. So stay tuned for that. And until then, and as always, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in that next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.